2022年广东省初中学业水平考试英语试卷白卷听力部分一，听力理解。 A. 听句子，根据所听内容选择符合题意的图画回答问题，并将答题卡上对应题目所选的选项涂黑。每小题听一遍。听每小题之前，你有5秒钟的时间阅读题目。每小题听完后，你有5秒钟的答题时间。
1. The girl likes going shopping in her spare time.
2. The man who stands in front of the car is Jack.
3. Lisa and her friend will go to the zoo next weekend.
4. Nancy bought herself a pencil on her way home yesterday.
5. Jason was very happy when he heard the news that Su Yiming won the gold medal.
听对话，回答每段对话后面的问题，在每小题所给的3个选项中选出一个最佳答案，并将答题卡上对应题目所选的选项涂黑。每段对话听2遍。听每小题之前，你有5秒钟的时间阅读题目。每小题听完后，你有5秒钟的答题时间。听第一段对话，回答第6小题。
There is a fruit shop here. Let's buy some fruit to visit Tony.
Good idea. Apples are his favorite.
There is a fruit shop here. Let's buy some fruit to visit Tony.
Good idea. Apples are his favorite.
听第二段对话，回答第7小题。
Is the boy listening to the music in the classroom, Stephen?
No, it can't be him. I saw him at the cinema just now.
Is the boy listening to the music in the classroom, Stephen?
No, it can't be him. I saw him at the cinema just now.
听第三段对话，回答第8小题。
What a beautiful snow scene. Let's go out and play.
Okay, that's exactly what I want to do.
What a beautiful snow scene. Let's go out and play.
Okay, that's exactly what I want to do.
听第4段对话，回答第9小题。
Hello, madam. I ordered a chicken hamburger, but you gave me a fish hamburger.
I'm really sorry. Let me change it for you.
Hello, madam. I ordered a chicken hamburger, but you gave me a fish hamburger.
I'm really sorry. Let me change it for you.
听第五段对话，回答第十小题。
Mary, do you like to play ping pong?
Yes, I do. And I always play it on Fridays and Sundays.
Mary, do you like to play ping pong?
Yes, I do. And I always play it on Fridays and Sundays.
Listen to the sixth dialogue.回答第十一至十二小题。
Excuse me, sir. I'm new here. Is there a history museum near here?
Yes. Go down the street. You'll find it opposite a restaurant and next to a bookstore.
Oh, I see. But how long does it take to get there?
If you walk there, it will take you about 20 minutes, and it only takes 10 minutes by bus, and a taxi will be quicker, maybe 5 minutes.
It doesn't sound very far, so I decide to walk there. Thank you very much. Excuse me, sir. I'm new here. Is there a history museum near here?
Yes. Go down the street.You'll find it opposite a restaurant and next to a bookstore.
Oh, I see. But how long does it take to get there?
If you walk there, it will take you about 20 minutes. And it only takes 10 minutes by bus. And a taxi will be quicker. Maybe 5 minutes.
It doesn't sound very far. So I decide to walk there. Thank you very much.
听第七段对话，回答第十三至十五小题。
Good morning, Linda. Where are you going?
Morning, Peter. I am going to my uncle's house with my parents. We are going to see his new invention.
His new invention? What is the invention used for?
It is used for cutting grass, and it is very useful in our daily life.
That's true. Did your uncle invent anything else?
Sure. He also invented a machine that could water flowers by itself.
What a great man he is. I believe he can invent more good things. Good morning, Linda. Where are you going?
Morning, Peter.I am going to my uncle's house with my parents. We are going to see his new invention.
His new invention? What is the invention used for?
It is used for cutting grass, and it is very useful in our daily life.
That's true. Did your uncle invent anything else?
Sure. He also invented a machine that could water flowers by itself.
What a great man he is!I believe he can invent more good things.
听短文，请根据所听内容，在每小题所给出的三个选项中，选出一个能完成句子的最佳答案，并将答题卡上对应题目所选的选项涂黑。短文听两遍。听短文之前，你有25秒钟的时间阅读题目。听完后，你有25秒钟的答题时间。听第一篇短文，回答第16至20小题。现在，你有25秒钟的读题时间。
Hello, my name is Jack. Next Monday is my grandmother's 60th birthday. We are going to hold a big party for her and give her a surprise. My aunt and uncle will come back from England. They will arrive this Sunday and stay in a hotel until the party starts. Of course, my parents will pick them up at the airport when they arrive. Unluckily, my cousin won't come because she will volunteer as a teacher in the countryside at that time. We will have the celebration in a big room in a restaurant, and it is going to serve delicious food and all kinds of drinks. For me, I decide to make a birthday cake for my grandmother myself. I think she'll be surprised. Everything is ready, and I'm really looking forward to that day.
Hello, my name is Jack. Next Monday is my grandmother's 60th birthday. We are going to hold a big party for her and give her a surprise. My aunt and uncle will come back from England. They will arrive this Sunday and stay in a hotel until the party starts. Of course, my parents will pick them up at the airport when they arrive. Unluckily, my cousin won't come because she will volunteer as a teacher in the countryside at that time. We will have the celebration in a big room in a restaurant, and it is going to serve delicious food and all kinds of drinks. For me, I decide to make a birthday cake for my grandmother myself. I think she'll be surprised. Everything is ready, and I'm really looking forward to that day.
听第二篇短文，回答第21至25小题。现在，你有25秒钟的读题时间。
Are you wearing glasses? The report says more than 450 million people in China have poor eyesight and need to wear glasses. Most of them are children and teenagers. Bad reading habits and the overuse of smartphones and computers are two main reasons. Therefore, it is taken seriously by more and more people. The researchers have the following suggestions. First, schools should create a good learning environment, and they should strictly carry out the twice-a-day eye exercises. Second, students should spare about 1 hour a day to do outdoor activities. Third, parents should record their children's personal information to pay attention to changes of each child's eyesight and take action in time. Above all, we hope that these actions will change the situation and everyone can protect and use their eyes properly.
Are you wearing glasses? The report says more than 450 million people in China have poor eyesight and need to wear glasses. Most of them are children and teenagers. Bad reading habits and the overuse of smartphones and computers are two main reasons. Therefore, it is taken seriously by more and more people. The researchers have the following suggestions. First, schools should create a good learning environment, and they should strictly carry out the twice-a-day eye exercises. Second, students should spare about 1 hour a day to do outdoor activities. Third, parents should record their children's personal information to pay attention to changes of each child's eyesight and take action in time. Above all, we hope that these actions will change this situation and everyone can protect and use their eyes properly.
D， 听田信息。你将听到一段关于中国象棋的介绍，请你根据所听内容填写下面的信息卡，并将答案写在答题卡对应题目的答题位置上。短文听两遍。听短文之前，你有25秒钟的时间阅读题目。听完后，你有25秒钟的答题时间。
Playing Chinese chess is a popular activity in China. As a traditional Chinese art, Xiangqi has a long history of about 2,000 years. It is a two-player Chinese board game, and it's similar to Western chess. It is now played by millions of people in many countries. The modern form of Xiangqi comes from China. The game is sometimes called elephant chess. Some people think when they play Chinese chess,as if they were fighting in a war. It is good for both brain training and enjoyment. It has strict rules and a complete system, but it's suitable for all age groups. Therefore, in China, you might even see elders and children racing on roadside tables.
Playing Chinese chess is a popular activity in China.As a traditional Chinese art, Xiangqi has a long history of about 2,000 years. It is a two-player Chinese board game, and it's similar to Western chess. It is now played by millions of people in many countries. The modern form of Xiangqi comes from China. This game is sometimes called elephant chess. Some people think when they play Chinese chess,as if they were fighting in a war. It is good for both brain training and enjoyment. It has strict rules and a complete system, but it's suitable for all age groups. Therefore, in China, you might even see elders and children racing on roadside tables.
听力考试到此结束。